All right, can we talk hockey for a minute, Bill?
Please.
A couple of minutes, actually. On this week's edition of Sopel Says, Brent Sopel on the line with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Is Todd lost? Why did he get misdirected directions? What's he doing down
there? We're confused by it, Brent. We don't know. But he's the boss, so whatever happens, we just go, yes, exactly.
All right, I'm kind 100%. Of, I'm paraphrasing here, but I heard some audio of Captain Jonathan Toews saying something that something along these lines: we got to loosen up and go with our instincts, go with our gut, quit thinking so much. It can't get any worse. Any truth to that? Didn't we talk about that a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's a crazy game. It's all about confidence, and it happens so fast. So if you're playing bad, you take that split second to think, guess what? You know, it backfires. You just got to go with your instinct, play the game. But right now, they're not having fun.
Winning, they sure don't look like it at all.
You know, it's, you know, especially with an organization like Chicago Blackhawks, where, you know, everybody from the management all the way down to the players to all the fans, they're used to winning, and they're not used to having, you know, teams come into the United Center and win like, you know, the Devils did on Sunday. It's all new territories. You know, Jonathan Toews said it right: relax and go and play and let your instincts take over. And, you know, that's got to be said, but they need a heck of a lot more from a heck of a lot more guys.
Brent, let's do me a favor. Go back to the game the other day against New Jersey. They had a pretty sizable lead, I think a 3-goal lead at some point, and it slipped away. So what's the mindset as you're going deeper and deeper into a game and you have a pretty decent lead? Do you play to score more goals, or do you just play it a little safer normally? What went wrong there, do you think?
Well, you got to, you know, we always put the, you know, the old terminology, you keep the foot, you know, foot on the gas.
Yeah.
You got to keep going after them. You have to keep going after them, try and score that third goal, fourth goal, fifth goal, sixth goal. You're not there trying to run up the score, you know, per se, but if you're playing offense and you're on them quickly, you're not giving them an opportunity to get back into the game. Well, they kind of sat back a little bit and allowed them to get back in the game. They played more of a game instead of pressure. They sat back trying not to lose. And when you try not to lose, when you have a, you know, a lead of whatever, one goal, two goal, three goal, that gives the opportunity to the other team to get in there. And you got to give New Jersey, you know, credit coming in after a back-to-back, coming into a tough building. And they deserve those 2 points because the Hawks just sat back and basically handed to them on a silver platter. Hmm.
All right, why are we having so many problems with the power play? I don't know that there's any way you can practice a power play. You just have to deliver. What is our problem with it?
Well, they're obviously, Joel Quenneville's juggling the balls. They got Patrick Sharp is nowhere on the power play, nor is Brent Seabrook, two veteran guys that have been around, you know, a long time. You know, Patrick Sharp only has 4 points. That's, you know, that's not good enough for us right now. You know, we need more of that. You know, they're just trying to do anything. At this point in time, when you got this much skill, they're trying to make the, you know, the nice plays, the highlight reel. And when you struggle, you can't. You got to need a guy in front of the net. You get the puck and shoot it. And it's the ugly goals that gets you out of there. It, you know, it goes off somebody's shin pad or off somebody's head or somebody's face, whatever it takes. Right now, they're trying to get too fancy. Just keep it really simple and get the pucks in net and get there. It's a war to score goals. And right now, guys aren't willing to pay the price.
All right, we focused a bit on the negative of the Blackhawks. Let's go positive for just a minute, Brent, if you wouldn't mind. Of the new guys, of the new Blackhawks for this season, who are you seeing that you're liking?
Well, you know, that there's been some progress in, you know, Jan Ruutu. He's played well on the point. He's the only defenseman, you know, he's got 3 goals. The other 7 defensemen have 3 goals combined through all 7 of them. So he's been a very, very bright spot. Alex DeBrincat, you know, he's being as young as he is, he's had flashes. You know, he's got 11 points in 18 games.
That's pretty awesome.
He's pretty good for a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And isn't he a little guy, too? Isn't he 5'6 or something?
Yeah, you know, I just remember what you were doing. You're 19, so yeah. He's done well so far. You know, do we need more out of him? Yes. You know, unfortunately, in the salary cap world, you know, you need the young guys and the guys that are making low money. You need to get the most out of them. You know, we need more out of Ryan Hartman. We need more out of Nick Schmaltz. you know, guys like that. You know, Richard Panik, he signed a new deal. We need more out of him. So Lance Bowman's a new, you know, he is a veteran guy, but I think he's done a great job coming in. John Hayden, I think he's done a great job on the jumping on the third and fourth line. So there's definitely some positives, but as a whole, you know, we need everybody. I don't think one guy can look in the mirror other than maybe Corey Crawford and said, you know what, I've been really good this season, and the league's too good to have, you know, guys taking nights off.
And speaking of Corey, his backup, Anton Forsberg, your thoughts?
No, you know what, so far so good. And you got to take a look at the games that he plays. You know, a lot of them are back-to-back. You got to take a look at, you know, some of the going, you know, where these shots are coming from, what he's done. So, you know, I've been impressed with him. And I think he's done a pretty good job so far. It's not easy being a backup goaltender. You know, you watch your number one goalie, you sit on the bench for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, then you get tossed in, and you got to be real good. So for him, so far, I've been impressed with him.
A lot of pressure, really, when you're just sitting there and then you get thrown in. It was nice to see Kaner score a goal. It was nice. He's back. Taves has scored. We're late bloomers again, aren't we?
Well, you know, it's you know, Patrick Kane's obviously, he's got 17 points in 18 games, but honestly, that's not enough. We need more out of him. Jonathan Taves has 11 points in 18 games. He does all the little things, but we need more out of him. We need more out of Brandon Saad. It's you take a look at the Nashville Predators. They went and made a trade for Kyle Torres out of Ottawa. They're as deep as the Blackhawks used to be. You know, the roles are reversed now. You got Winnipeg Jets that are playing outstanding. So we need more from everybody. And Nisimov's got 8 points in 18 games. That's not enough when you're making $5 million right now. We need a heck of a lot more, you know, from our big guys, just like we need more from, you know, the small guys too.
I think it'll happen, Brent. I know we're right at 500 or right around 500 right now, but I really think that this team has a lot more to show. So no reason to panic, as we've said, correct?
No, it's you know, unfortunately, this is a marathon. This isn't a sprint.
Right.
You know, 82 games. It's, you know, it's grueling. You have to really understand how many games that these guys have played. You know, all the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, those Stanley Cup playoff games, you know, count for probably a game and a half or maybe two with the intensity and playing injured. So the miles that are on these guys' body, I know what my body feels like every morning trying to get out of bed. I have a hard time. So you have to realize what these guys have gone through. You know, do we need more? Yeah, there's no question about it. But you got to stay in that mix. You only have to make the playoffs. We're not worried about first place or sixth place or whatever it is. You just got to get in the playoffs. And when the big dance starts, you know, it's anybody's ball game. Look at Nashville last year; they just squeaked in.
I know.
So it's, if you make it in, if you're one of those 16 teams to make it in the playoffs, you have an opportunity to win. So it's 82 games to find a way to get in the playoffs. Doesn't matter where you sit. So that's their first goal right now, is just worry about getting in playoffs.
No panic except Richard Panik. And
that's,
why don't
the
they say
panic.
He's hitting the panic button when he scores? I think they should start doing that, Brent. Could you work on that? Tell somebody. Tell Pat Foley.
We'll get the panic button?
Yes.
All right.
There's a Panic in the Disco reference too, Brent. We're still working on that one. It's Brent Sopel, everybody. Follow him at his website, BrentSopel.com. He's also on Twitter, at Brent Sopel. Have a good rest of the week, Brent. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. You
Take
too.
Care.
Go Hawks.
A quick break, and then we'll check in with Steve Bertrand next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.